From the San Antonio Express News, this is The Docket, with courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala as she breaks down the trials in the Bexar County Courthouse. I'm Joy Marie Scott. In May of 2017, Rita Barbara Martinez was driving home after an evening singing karaoke with her friends, when another car ran a red light, colliding into hers. She was pronounced dead at the scene. She was 60 years old. In this episode of The Docket, we cover the trial of Dennis Martinez, the driver who ran the red light and was charged with intoxication manslaughter and manslaughter. Liz, tell us about the trial.
Yes, Joy. The intoxication manslaughter trial of Dennis Martinez, convicted of killing Rita Barbara Martinez, lasted a little over a week as well, and went on around the time as the Leandre Hill trial. And this case captivated courthouse observers in the Justice Center. This case was heard in the 290th State District Court, with Judge Jennifer Pena presiding. The prosecutors were Christina Escalona and Alicia Lovett. Representing Dennis Martinez was Raymond Martinez.
So to start with, I noticed the defendant, defense attorney, and the victim all have the same last name, Martinez, which is a common name, but we learned and we can confirm that they are not related.
Right.
Details in this tragic case are just stunning. He was driving while intoxicated, speeding over 100 miles per hour down Bandera Road at 2:30 in the morning. This was on May 7, 2017. And Dennis Martinez is said to have run the red light, and right at the time that Rita Barbara Martinez was at Evers Road. And then she was turning left onto Bandera when she was violently hit. What did you learn in the trial about the injuries sustained by Barbara Martinez? This crash could be described as a T-bone crash?
T-bone or a broadside crash. Either way, the circumstances surrounding this fatal crash were horrible. The victim who went by Barbara, like you said, she died at the scene, and her injuries were horrific. First of all, the impact of the crash threw her vehicle 386 feet, and her head was severed from her spinal cord, which one would only hope ended her life immediately, because her body was so mangled inside her SUV, she had to be extracted from it. We learned during the trial that Dennis Martinez was on his last week of probation on a state jail felony drug charge, and he decided to celebrate early and went to Randy's Ballroom to watch a Tejano band from a VIP room. And when he left with his wife, he got into a black Mercedes Benz and drove in excess of 100 miles per hour down Bandera Road toward Evers Road. And that's when he collided with Rita Martinez, who, again, went by Barbara.
And I remember in your story, you did detail that her vehicle, flipped six times.
It was a multiple time event of that vehicle. It was incredibly mangled in the photographs that they showed. And they were such horrible photographs, Joy, that it was stunning to hear a medical examiner say mm-hmm. that those photographs that were shown were the least offensive that they had.
Wow. So Dennis Martinez, as you said, he was speeding over 100 miles per hour with his wife in the car when he crashed into Barbara. You said he was driving drunk. What was his blood alcohol content, and was he or was his wife hurt?
Well, toxicologists testified at his trial that Dennis Martinez had a blood alcohol content of 0.18, which is two times over the legal limit, actually more than two times over the legal limit of 0.08. And that was measured an hour after the crash. So he sustained a dislocated hip, and he walked with a limp when he was seen in court. Now, his wife sustained multiple injuries of her bowel and also had a broken leg. And she did not testify at his trial, and frankly, I do not believe she attended.
Mm-hmm. Barbara Martinez was also driving home after an evening with her friends. Had she also been drinking?
You know, we learned from witnesses at the trial, basically her best friend, that Barbara Martinez had been, you know, singing karaoke at this bar with some friends, and she was known to like micheladas, which is, you know, beer that's mixed with either like Bloody Mary mix or tomato juice. And her friend who testified said that she had had two to three drinks, which he said she was known to, I guess, quote, he used the word nursed them over the course of a long evening of singing karaoke. I mean, I think we all have friends who just mm-hmm. kind of like let their drinks, you know, let the ice melt and it becomes weak. So that's kind of the sense that he gave in his testimony. But, you know, toxicologists tested her blood alcohol content, which, you know, at times we say BAC, and it was 0.07, which is just under the legal limit of 0.8. So, you know, her friend testified that she had actually stopped drinking and maybe took a couple of sips because that night, as she, you know, was hit by Dennis Martinez, she actually was heading back to her house after dropping off one of her friends who had too much to drink. So she had a few drinks, but she, you know, wanted to make sure somebody else who had too much, you know, could get home safely.
Dennis Martinez testified. What did he have to say on the stand?
You know, he cried a little bit from the witness stand, and he apologized to his family, to his wife, his children, his mother. And, you know, he said he was sorry for everything that happened. And Raymond Martinez, his attorney, asked him if he was sorry for what happened to Barbara Martinez and her family. And it was only after that question was asked of him that he said he was sorry for that, too. And it was, you know, kind of in that way, I'm sorry for that, too. But he never really said those words that I think families expect. And they expect to hear someone say, I am sorry for what I did to you, the victim, or, you know, I'm sorry for the loss that I caused. But he just never went there.
And that was the prompting from his own attorney. What did the prosecution follow up with on cross-examination?
Well, prosecutor Cristina Escalona latched onto that and asked Dennis Martinez if he felt at all that this was his fault. And he actually said that not all of it was. And in the course of that questioning, also blurted out that it was him who had the green light, which a crash reconstructionist and witnesses disputed. And that statement prompted Cristina Escalona to loudly ask if he was trying to blame the victim and whether he was telling the jury that they made a mistake. And, you know, Joy, this was not a good moment for Dennis Martinez. It never goes over well in court, and especially with a jury, to blame a victim, and especially if they've been killed.
Mm-hmm. This case ended with a conviction and a sentence. You reported he was convicted of intoxication manslaughter and manslaughter, but he was sentenced only on the manslaughter conviction. Explain that to us.
Well, this is what the jury decided. They sentenced him to 15 years on the intoxication manslaughter conviction and 18 years on the manslaughter conviction. So, I mean, Dennis Martinez, no doubt, was intoxicated, but he had a long history of driving violations, 23 moving violation citations, in fact, mostly for speeding and driving without a license, which it seems, you know, from my point of view, sitting in the gallery, that the jury took that into consideration with the manslaughter sentence because he was reckless. So regarding the sentencing, it was explained to me that because of double jeopardy, the law requires that he can only be sentenced on one of the counts that he was convicted of, and the state is allowed to elect which count to proceed on in sentencing, and they obviously chose the one that had the highest sentence.
Barbara Martinez was a mother. She had two daughters. Was there an impact statement?
No, Joy. You know, it appears there was going to be, but the jury came back faster than anyone thought. And although I can't recall exactly how long it took for them, I can tell you that it was a lot quicker than even media anticipated. So one of the daughters, who was not present at the sentencing, had planned, I believe, to give a victim impact statement. But that didn't happen. And, you know, when people are getting sentenced, they don't, I mean, if that statement isn't done right then and there, you know, the judge isn't going to hold back. They're just going to go ahead and sentence the convict now and just, you know, move them on. But I can tell you, the eldest of Barbara Martinez's two daughters testified in the punishment phase that she had to ask the funeral home to allow her to do her mother's makeup so she could have an open casket so her grandchildren could say goodbye to their grandma. Now, there was not a dry eye in the courtroom when Amanda Gonzalez told the jury she used theatrical makeup and techniques to fix her mother's face, and that they could not put clothes on her because her body was so mangled.
How devastating. Thank you for this account, Liz. Dennis Martinez is 30 years old, and he's a father. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison, and he will be eligible for parole in 9 years. Now, you can read more about this case and all of Elizabeth Zavala's crime and court reporting at theexpressnews.com. From the San Antonio Express News, this is The Docket. I'm Joy Marie Scott.